Walking around Tulse Hunt Nights and Tiptree. A walk full of surprises straddling the borders of Colchester and Maldon, as described by Simon Taylor. This article is courtesy of Essex Life. Walking down the driveway from the village hall, you turn left onto Top Road, then and cross the road to enter the bridle way opposite behind the village sign. Which is quite a local landmark, resembling a giant golf tee. On, then after 250 metres, take the footpath on the right. The route bends left, then runs beside a wooden fence before turning right down a path wooded on both sides. After 400 metres, the path emerges via a footbridge onto the edge of an arable field. Turn right and follow the edge. Round beside a wood called Wilkins Grove, the first mention of a name to be used more on this walk. Past the wood, a footbridge leads to the next field, at the end of which turn right along the edge of the next field again with the hedge on your right. The path becomes a track and passes a small lake on the left, then large numbers of polytunnels where Wilkin and Sons grow soft fruit for their famous jams and preserves. Pass a gate and at a junction beside a bungalow called Bellevue, turn right down a footpath. Keep straight past a way marked path on the left to emerge at a small grove of fruit trees, quinces, I believe. Here, fork left and towards the end of the grove, turn right, cross the lane and head down the field edge towards a lake. Skirt the field. Pass the lake on your right and then turn left along the track adjacent to yet more fruit trees. Pass beside a gate, then some veteran fruit trees, mulberry I think, then the pink gatehouse on your left to reach a residential road called Cherry Chase. Past Gorse Lane and Cross Station Road to enter the footpath opposite, or turn left here for the Anchor. At the end of the path, turn right, then right again into Hutchinson Close, then bear left to pass through the Tesco car park and into Church Road. A left here will lead to shops and cafes, but to continue the walk, turn right. Past the cheap shop famous for its art and craft supplies, then at the crossroads by the War Memorial, turn left along Chapel Road. After a kilometre opposite Grove Road, turn right into Park Drive. At the bottom of which is the access to a bridle way. Follow this for 800 metres past the Park Lane Nature Reserve to the bottom of the valley where a bridge spans Layer Brook. Continue straight over the bridge, ignoring the footpath off to the right, and head along a field edge. The bridle way then enters a wooded section, heading uphill to emerge onto a lane beside Park Farm. Turn right along the lane. Before emerging at Barn Hall Road, it passes Oxley Meadow Nature Reserve on the right, a wildflower extravaganza famous for green-winged orchids. At the road, turn right, then cross with care to access the field edge footpath opposite, beside a bungalow. In approximately 130 metres, the path turns right along a narrow section to emerge into a meadow. Continue with the hedge to your left to reach Rectory Road. Turn left, past the junction with Blind Lane, then past the site of the Eastern Orthodox Monastery. Follow the road for a kilometre to reach All Saints Church. Just past the church, cross a plank bridge to access a golf course. Now, navigation here is tricky. Follow a dip in the ground to a patch of trees with a mown strip. Feely time. There is a footpath entrance just to the left of two white posts, accessing a narrow path which emerges onto an arable field. Turn right and follow the edge to a footpath access over a plank bridge beside a horse manège. The path emerges onto Honeypot Lane, which in 900 metres meets Blind Lane by an old railway bridge, the Kelvedon to Tollesbury Light Railway, aka the Crab and Winkle Line, is long closed pre-beaching. The narrow footpath opposite leads to the recreation ground back at the village hall.